Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the special time we had this morning, praise and worship. We pray, Lord, that you are exalted and glorified, Lord. And now I ask, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would speak through me. Use me as a vessel of honor to sound the warnings. We sang about dry bones becoming alive, Lord, with flesh. And I ask, Lord, that you open the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying through the church, Lord, clearly speaking. I thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We're not in Revelation. I told you when I was gone, I felt the Lord had laid some things on my heart to share with you. And so we will get back to Revelation, maybe next week. But we'll follow what the Holy Spirit is leading. And it's being confirmed each week. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's pretty clear scripture, is it not? I titled this message, Earth Dweller or Air? And you need to understand, we are in a spiritual war. We are in a spiritual war, and the divide or the veil, the veil between that which is spiritual and that which is physical has thinned so much. We can literally see both the spiritual and physical battle lines. You must know whose side you are on. God said in Joel chapter 3:14, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. But multitudes are in the valley of decision. There's multitudes that are on the fence post that haven't committed fully. They're not active. They're hands off. They're hands-off Christians. If one is in the valley of decision, that means they have not chosen the high ground, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, you are either of Christ or you are other of Satan. You got to understand that. There's no middle ground. It's one or the other. And that's hard. Because we have loved ones that don't know Christ. I mean, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, when he said that to the religious leaders. And many know something is wrong. They don't know what to do about it. A lot has happened in the past week, even from what I shared with you last week about guarding your ears. What report are you listening to? And I think you need to understand that the world is literally being conditioned for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. Do you understand that? It's not just one country. It's the world. And more, the divide grows between families. We saw that last year. It was race. Race was the theme, right? Ethnos versus ethnos. That's what Matthew 24 talks about. But that divide has moved into families, friends, and co-workers. Scripture is clear. It says the love of many will wax cold. Our world has changed dramatically in a very short period, and it's changing even faster. Do you understand that? It's accelerating. And we have entered into a hostile period of time, a hostile era. And we're literally seeing the implosion of the current world and its order, piece by piece.